go. Coming down in a 3, 2, 1. Magic 102.1, the People's Station. It's the Bassman, Robert Bassman, Washington, man. Excited to have my dude back in town.
The other Robert.
I know, man. Mr. Robert Glasper.
Yes,
Grammy
indeed.
Award winner.
Yes, indeed.
Representing H-Town.
You see,
Robert
prior to
Glasper.
2012, it was Grammy Award, Grammy nominated.
I know, huh?
You know, now it's Grammy winner. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
On the map.
On the map.
Just for people that don't know, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, dude.
I hate bragging.
I know.
I'm so handsome. I'm tall. I'm chocolate.
He's a comedian.
Are you talking about the music?
Yeah.
Oh. How about you mean my looks? I'm a producer, pianist. Started off really embedded in gospel, and then I moved on and have a career in jazz piano with the jazz scene, and then I moved on and now I have like a career in R&B.
Right.
And I have two records prior right now that are my more so R&B records called Black Radio and Black Radio
man,
Part
awesome,
2.
Y'all.
And the Black Radio Part 1 is the R&B Grammy winning album of the year 2012. Robert Glasper.
I have to tell you this too, man. And when you say, you know, starting off in jazz and just going back, and you know, I'm a church boy,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when I read stuff about, like, you know, Thomas A. Dorsey,
mm-hmm.
who is credited, you know, for the start of gospel music, he was a jazz musician, man.
There we go.
You know, and that's where it all started. So you see that fine line, you know,
exactly.
with jazz and gospel, you know, merging in between, man. And, and that's what you get. And when I read so many, I have to read a lot about you know, different artists that we're playing,
mm-hmm.
you know, do what we call teases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming up next is an artist whose name was Stephen Jukins. And people don't realize that Stephen Wonder.
Right.
You know, that's,
right.
that's his real name.
Right.
But when I read in their bio, I see that so many, about 95% of artists started off in church, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an amazing thing because, you know, that's the stage that we get to perform for free.
And to
up.
Get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, now you can be 5 years old, literally in a church making money. Like, I started making money in church when I was 12.
Right, right.
And
same here.
I just started playing.
Same here, playing drums. Yeah. And, hey, that's your pastor, Sean. Give him a little show.
Exactly. There's no other platform as an African-American, especially, that you can do that and start off young. And, and do. There's no other platform like that. You know, so
legitimate
church,
training. Too.
Legitimate training and just entertainment training because you're performing in front of. I started off playing at a church that was 20 people deep.
Right.
Deep. I mean, that was crazy
that was
Sunday.
It.
It was 20 people. And then I ended up like at Brentwood Baptist Church, which was about 10, 15,000 people deep, you know, by the time I finished high school. So it was like, you know, that's just training for playing in front of people. That's why I don't. People are always, do you ever get nervous or. It's like, I've been doing this for so long.
It is something.
And I realized I've been doing it for so long because I've been playing church for so long.
Yeah,
that's
it
what
is.
It is. You know?
Well, H-Town, you hear another voice and a female voice, a rose among all these thorns. Oh, man, beautiful young lady. And when I say that, I really mean in spirit as well as the physical aspect of her. But I mean.
You're going to stop at spirit. That would have been funny.
I know, huh? That would have been a straight
when
diss.
When I say beautiful, I mean spirit only. Only spirit.
On the inside.
On the inside.
On the inside. That's when you tell you, dude, how she look. She fine,
on
dog.
The inside.
That's
right. What she banging on the inside. Woo!
But no, Sydney Jane, what's up, sister?
Hello.
So
glad
tell us why you have Mr. Glasper here in H-Town.
We had to go and dig him up and bring him back here for the 43rd annual HEB Tournament of Champions Summer Jazz Workshop, which was originally started by Bubba Thomas and Mr. Conrad Johnson.
Oh, man, that's an amazing. Tell us a bit more about this workshop, man.
Well, the workshop is during the summertime, obviously. It's a camp, a summer camp, and it's from June 9th until July 12th. And we brought Mr. Glasper and also Jason Moran down to be our masters in our master classes. So.
Okay.
They'll
Who's
be there
the
speaking to the kids and, you know, letting them know that, you know, they can achieve their goals in music as well. And just letting them know different aspects from the educational side and teaching and also performance, copywriting, you know, pretty much the whole spectrum, just giving them a good taste.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you know, Robert, that, you know, as a, you see these kids and you know, my, oh, my baby is talented. My baby can play.
That's how my mom was.
Hercules. Exactly. But moms know, mm-hmm. you know, whether or not it's just a phase that you just going through or you just right. wanted a piano. It's like they thought it was a phase of me beating on stuff.
Right, right.
But they, oh, no, he going to be a drummer for real. How do you know when you look at maybe somebody young and say, well, no, this is something they're going to stay with?
I can just kind of tell because it's a big, I guess because I'm a musician coming up. So I can tell when a child, a lot of times, it depends on how old they are as well. I mean,
correct.
You know, but there's a certain amount of natural,
yeah.
Like some people are just born to do something,
uh-huh.
and I could see that in a lot of people. And I'm like, you're born to do this. And sometimes they're so nonchalant and act like they don't even want to do it.
It's amazing too.
You know what I mean?
And yeah. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is what you're gonna do. Whether mm-hmm. you're fighting it right now, but this is what you're gonna. Because I yeah. fought being a musician.
Really.
Wow.
I literally fought being a me. I thought I was going to be a track star and a basketball player. Uh-huh. So I had a piano my whole life in the house because my mother was a pianist and jazz and a singer. So I didn't even touch the piano until I was like 11 years old. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even get serious about the piano until I was like 15 because I thought I was going to be a basketball player, and I was on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
In the basketball team, I was on the bench, and I slid that bench right over to the piano.
piano bench.
I was like, you know what? This ain't gonna work out for me.
Let me touch these keys right here.
I'll tell you when I realized it, because when I was in junior high, in elementary school and junior high school, I went to predominantly white schools.
Okay.
I grew up in Quail Valley.
Okay.
In the Quail Valley. I went to Quail Valley Middle School and Lantern Lane Elementary.
Uh-huh.
And then I was the man there. I was going to the Olympics in my mind. Once I crossed over and went to the urban high school, I went to Elkins, and you know, and all these other schools came in. I was like, oh snap! I'm really not fast. I really thought I was fast. So that was my wake up call right there. Because I got accepted into the high school for the performing arts in ninth grade.
Okay,
but I didn't go because I was going to play. In my mind, I'm playing basketball in ninth grade.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that music is hereditary?
Yeah, totally. Without a doubt.
I do, too.
I have a five-year-old son.
I do, too.
And my son, I mean, I've never seen a kid. Like, I'm a fan of my son. Okay. You know, like, he literally has perfect pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, like, he will make bodily sounds, uh-huh. like, efflatulate, if you will. And people are like, Papa, I efflatulated the C. You know, like, literally, and it's on. He's on key every time.
Oh, my goodness.
Because when he was 1 year old, he used to cry when I would sing something, and it was in not the right key of the original song.
Okay.
You know, so, and he's Stevie. He loves Stevie. He loves Donny Hathaway. His mother's like that. Uh-huh. His mother has all he loves Michael Jackson. He loves all these throwback stuff. Uh-huh. He's a drummer. Right. Loves guitar. Loves piano. You know, and we never forced anything on him, ever.
I think that's the most amazing thing. Ever. And then I think that was with me. I look back on my family and all the men in our families like that. You know, they DJ, they song, or they somebody played the instrument.
Yep.
Miss Sydney Jane.
Yes.
Man, a great performer in her own right. I'm telling you, this girl is so, she's so amazing.
I'm going to have to see.
I'm telling you. Dude, when I saw her perform, I said, look here, I got to interview you. So I took the time. She's like, well, you know, I don't have really this out and doing this. I'm like, no. I say, but I love the local scene of music here in Houston, which we are really losing it. We had it good one time all up and down Richmond, you know, with bands and everything. But when I saw a person like yourself so young, I was just so impressed, man. What keeps you going in this music field, especially being here in Houston where it's not really as big?
The only thing that could keep a person going in an environment like this is basically just your own passion that you have for the art itself and really nothing else.
what do you think you're going from here?
What do you mean?
I mean, far as you know, because I know you want to get out there.
Yeah.
I know you want to get out there. And the thing is, I say that because you have the talent, too. I mean, you have great showmanship. And you're organized. Like I was telling Robert, is it something you just don't see in Houston? Because, wow, man, I get these people come to me.
Right.
Trying to put these CDs in my hand, it sound terrible. Like, man, don't have a business card, don't have a website.
Nothing.
And that's what I was so impressed with her was that she had her website, you know, and I can go to her website and see everything.
Yeah, I do graphics too, so I did my website.
That's good.
And my mom, she's a lawyer, so she was very much so about, like, if you're going to do this, you need to educate yourself. Don't just go out there and say you're a singer. Like, you know,
everybody's
she sent
a singer.
Me to,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She sent me to classes, you know, I majored in vocal performance and everything. So it's kind of like, you know, she instilled that in me. So then now I'm a business management major. So you got the business aspect coming in there and blending
it
nicely.
It is a music business.
It's right. A music
I remember the book by Kashif, All You Need to Know About the Music Business, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so I'm so glad so many artists now, you're not reading so many artists that are getting shafted by the record labels anymore, you know, because we're trying to get smarter about that.
Right.
It still happens.
That's
but you don't even need record labels anymore.
Right. That's
thank
I
you.
That's also the thing. Like, record labels realize it too.
So. Yeah, I had a guy come to me, and this would be funny to us, but I don't know everybody else, but the guy and his bragging rights was like, yeah, man, I got a major distribution deal. Like, that's the case. I got one too. It's called the internet.
Right. It's called Twitter.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Major distribution promotion. Like,
the landscape
is
definitely different. Totally. So, but it's kind of to the artist's advantage, in my opinion.
If
you can get through the red tape.
Okay. Totally.
Well, man,
you can have people listen to you that would, on a normal basis, you would have to wait outside the door.
Yeah.
At a thing, you know, but somebody hears about you, they can click on you. And that's how so many artists get found now. It's an internet sensation.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It
the only thing
be
I think,
good.
I just wish in Houston that it was more of a, people had broader minds.
Right.
Because, for instance, like somebody like me, you know, I do different genres. It's like they want me to, you know, do R&B and shake my booty and just leave it there. But it's like, no, I'm classically trained. I want to do other things for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I dress crazy. I wear top hats and paint my face.
She
and all that
has
stuff.
Great like, costumes, man. I'm serious.
A lot of audiences aren't, well, you know, more urban audiences aren't as receptive to that. So I wish, you know, they had something like the Afropunk movement going on here in Houston.
Yeah.
That would be
man,
totally
go to Austin somewhere. You know, start there. And like Rob, like I said, you had to go to New York, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It was... Yeah, you had to.
How did you make it there? I mean, you know, what was the thing? You just like...
Well, the main thing was a full scholarship.
That is.
Right.
So I got a full scholarship. I got actually full scholarships to Berkeley and to Manhattan. To the new school in New York.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I chose New York because at the end of the day, everybody from Berkeley moves to New York anyway.
Right. Yeah.
You know, everybody from everywhere. If you're a musician, you move to New York.
Yeah.
So I moved to New York. And the good thing, I was able to survive also because... My pastor from here, Ratliff.
Ratliff. He called his friend
up in Harlem, Y.T. Walker, up at Mount Canaan Baptist Church on 116th. He's like, look, my boy coming up there, he needs a job. Mm-hmm. So my first week up there, I was, first of all, they put me over to male chorus. That's
that
a whole
is.
Nother. Yeah. So I'm doing Jubilee stuff. So I was over the male chorus and the teen choir, you know. So I had a job as soon as I got up there.
That
really, really helped me out, just having that job there. And then, you know, while I'm in New York, you know, while you're in college, you know, you meet so many great musicians.
And that's what I'm about to say. Tell some people you started hanging out with that was like nobody really knew then, but then you're like, man.
Well, I mean, back then there were people, I used to give like Common.
Yeah.
You know, I was giving piano lessons. He lived around the corner from me. I didn't know who he was.
Right.
But I met him through my boy Bilal. We were in college together. And he's like, yo, my dude Common on piano lessons. He raps. I was like, all right, cool. You know? And then I find later, I realized, oh, wait a minute. This guy's kind of famous.
Yeah.
Erica used to come over to my crib and play me, you know, play me demo cassettes.
We're talking about Miss Badu.
Badu, yeah. Because she lived around the corner from me. You know, it was just a family thing before I realized, like, you know, so yeah, that kind of stuff, and then you know why you're in. A lot of times, it's your placement, it's your surroundings that can help you. Like you know, if you're learning how to swim, you know, don't move to the desert. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You got to go.
True.
If you're hungry, go where the food is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't sit somewhere just stomach growling. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. You got to go where the food is, and that's what I tell people all the time. You have to go where there's opportunity, because a lot of people who are very very talented.
Uh-huh.
And amazing artists just don't have the opportunity, and that's why they fall by the wayside, and then they just become somebody that never really made it. So you have to take the chance and go somewhere where the opportunity is.
So Miss Sydney Jane, are you
scary.
Hungry?
It's
are
very
you
scary.
I am hungry,
you,
but
hungry.
I feel what you're saying. That's how I feel. It's like
the worst thing you could do is move back.
Exactly.
And when you move back, you got family. You know, you can always move back.
That's true.
But you say, your uncles and mom ain't going to cook for you.
Yeah, right.
Every time he go home, he ran for them to cook for you. Yeah, that's cool.
Uh-huh. See, I need my network, too. So are you saying when I come up there, I can give you a call? I can say, hey, yeah. Robert.
Yeah, holler at me. If I'm in town, holler. For sure.
No, and I give it up because last time he was here, one of my coworkers told Robert about her son, mm-hmm. who's playing, starting out playing piano. And after you left, man, she was so impressed. Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't believe when this dude gave me a contact number on him. Mm-hmm. He haven't even met my son, but you just felt that invested in him.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. Because people invested in me. Right. You know, even from here. I don't know. You know what? You remember Alan Mosley?
I know that name.
Piano player from here. You know, he moved to Japan for a while and moved back. He used to play in my mother's band. But he invested in me very early and was giving me lessons and hanging out with me and showing me things. And my other friend, Paul Chevalier, passed away. Mm-hmm. The guitar player did the same thing. And a lot of cats from here that I used to just see and hang out with, you know, because of my mom and stuff. And it just takes that. It just takes somebody to, you know, give you some... You know, some belief.
And it's good. Like I said, we quote unquote call it a hookup, but man, but that's just favor.
It's favor.
And when you have parents that was the forefront, you know, in front of you, man, I mean, because I used to get that all the time. Ooh, you know, Robert Jr., Pastor Washington's son.
Yeah,
let him come over there, but you know.
That's the real
Pastor Washington's son. Right. You know, and that's why I got to a lot of different places, man.
Exactly.
With that. Well, let's go back, man, because I can talk to you guys about music all day. Uh-huh. Summer Jazz Workshop.
Tomorrow, Juneteenth. We're having our masterclass with Robert Glasper and Jason Moran, and they are going to be talking to our young student musicians in honor of Mr. Bubba Thomas and Conrad Johnson. And this is a beautiful thing for Houston. Jazz is not, you know, just from back in the day. It's for today, and it's influenced a lot of other genres as well. So we definitely want to instill that in the kids and know that they can go anywhere from here.
Well, cool. And information how to get in contact with someone.
JazzEducation.org or 713-839-7000. Jazz Education, Inc.
Oh, man.
Where is it at again?
Trinity. Trinity Episcopal Church off Holman.
Okay,
thanks,
cool.
Robert.
Indeed.
Man, thank you guys so much for stopping
you.
By.
Oh,
and
sure.
Rob, man, you know, you family here now,
yes,
dude.
Yes,
many
yes,
times
sir.
You come up here, hang out, so anytime you're welcome.
And shout out to you, too, because this was last minute, so we definitely appreciate
it. Exactly.
Oh, man, I just love it. And like I say, Rob, once you get a chance to see my girl, Sydney, I was really impressed. And I know you listen to some of the things that he said, you know. You might have to get out this desert.
Food for thought, for sure.
Yeah,
you have to.
Man. Robert Glasper, Sydney Jane, Summer Jazz Workshop. We're Magic 102.1, the People Station.
Boom.